The beautiful voice of Misha Brugger-Gossman Lee, and for very good reason here this afternoon, a special guest, The Oasis, the New Classical FM. My name is Mark Wigmore, our look at arts and culture. Canadian soprano Misha Brugger-Gossman Lee is one of Canada's most celebrated vocal artists, renowned for her luminous and familiar tone, commanding stage presence and powerful interpretations across opera, concert, and chamber repertoire. Hers is a career that has spanned across major international stages and now steps into a thrilling new arena, dance. Misha Brugger-Gossman Lee makes her company and four-season center debut with the National Ballet of Canada in the North American premiere of Flight Pattern, choreographed by Olivier Award winner Crystal Pite. In this evocative work, a profound response to the global refugee crisis, set to Gretzky's Symphony No. 3, the Symphony of Sorrowful Songs, Misha performs live with the company's orchestra in the opening movement, marrying her voice with the dancer's powerful physical storytelling. Flight Pattern appears as part of a mixed program alongside Suite en Blanc, offering audiences an evening that beautifully balances contemporary emotion and classical technique. Performances run at the Four Seasons Center for the Performing Arts in Toronto through this Friday, March 6th, so there are three more chances to be there. To get your tickets, national.ballet.ca. Well, we welcome a name that needs little introduction on this program, even though I just gave a rather expansive one. Misha Brugger-Gossman Lee, welcome. Great to be with you.
Wow, that intro was amazing.
You've been very brave and daring with the projects that you've taken on over the last several decades. Why did you say yes to the National Ballet of Canada for the first time and to be a part of this particular program, Flight Pattern?
That's a multifaceted answer, but it's radio and I've been told to keep my answer short. So let me do a point form. One, I fear nothing except for the one who can send me to hell. Two, I love David Briskin and we have known each other for 21 years. The first time I performed with David was with the Akron Symphony and he was auditioning to become artistic director and I sang four last songs. He brung in a ringer. And we had met at Don't Tell Mamas in Hell's Kitchen in New York, that cabaret bar. And I was there singing a recital at Carnegie. And he was like at Don't Tell Mamas. And I sat down after belting something inappropriate. And he was like, you do something else, don't you? And I was like, oh, you can tell. And so that's how we became friends. And then Crystal Pike. I mean, you just don't say no. Also, this is my Four Seasons Center for the Performing Arts debut.
Seems hard to believe.
Listen, I don't do the hiring. And I also hadn't really noticed. And they told me, and I was like, you know, I think it is.
Amazing. I mean, well, when you've been on the great stages of the world, we're glad to have you on this one.
I'm just not upset about it. You know what I mean? Like when people want to look for offense, I'm like, I'm unoffendable. I'm thrilled that I even have this job. I'm thrilled that I'm still alive, that God deems it worthy to continue giving me breath. This is all icing and cherries galore on an already massive Sunday. So,
and just from the audience perspective, it's going to be pretty thrilling to see all this energy on stage. And then there's Misha Brugger-Gossman there as well. How is it feeling on stage? There's movement, there's energy, there's dancers. It must just feel incredible to be a part of this.
Well, yes, you're right, Mark. They should have charged double. But, you know, the vision of Crystal Pite, David Briskin, the National Ballet, and this energy that you speak of, I am like, pinch me. Like, people say that, but if I had it to do all over again, I would be a dancer. Now I don't have it to do all over again. And I think that there's this crazy mutual admiration society that happens in the classical arts where you're looking at a dancer who's doing that and you can't believe that they call the two things bodies. Like apparently you have a body and I have a body, but I don't think they should be called the same thing. And it's that kind of an awe that, and yes, you're right, it's crazy.
Olivier Award winner, Crystal Pite, we've mentioned her here numerous times, Canadian director, choreographer. What's her vision here? What's the story that's being told with all those bodies and your voice?
Well, what is astonishing, help me, Holy Spirit, is that there is this uniformity that is projected onto a corps de ballet representative of the migration and migrants' plight, where we as a society treat as disposable bodies that we do not acknowledge or differentiate between. And yet each of them, like each of these ballet dancers, each of these incredible athletes, each represent hundreds of thousands of millions of hours of training and dedication and sacrifice. And yet they're clumped together in the genius that is Crystal Pite's comment on our collective approach to migration and the migrant. So you understand the juxtaposition. It's both clarifying and confronting, as any good art should be.
That's a big subject right now. And it's a big subject to tackle on stage. And you can't really ever guess what's going to be happening in the culture when a production like this finally goes to stage. Planning takes years, but it is an interesting moment. How are you navigating that type of politic on stage and what you're feeling right now as we watch what's happening?
Listen, Mark, it's never not an interesting moment if you're paying attention. It's always an interesting moment. Now, because we're so ethnocentric in North America, we believe everything revolves around us. This is an international issue. This is a human issue. It just happens to be closer to us right now, but it's not like it's new. Let's not kid ourselves. We're simply the last to have been exposed to it, but I believe every culture has to go through its era of absurdity, of dehumanization, in order that the humanists and the people of great faith, who actually are submitted to a greater authority, are meant to rise up. And you know that I'm a woman of faith, and I believe that the capital C church is the answer, because that is a servant culture that is rooted in compassion and having all things in common. If we don't know that, unless all of us are free to move and have the rights and freedoms, unless all of us have access, then none of us are deserving of it.
If you are just joining us, Misha Bruger-Gossman Lee, the Canadian superstar soprano, is on the line with us. She is making her National Ballet of Canada and Four Seasons Centre debut with Flight Pattern, which is on now alongside Suite en Blanc with the National Ballet of Canada. It's running through this Friday. Three more performances, national.ballet.ca to pick up tickets.
A lot of Classical FM listeners are going to be familiar with the piece that we're going to be hearing, and it's Goretzky's Symphony No. 3, Symphony of Sorrowful Songs. It is very, very beautiful. It is heartbreaking. What's happening emotionally for you with that performance?
The very first word I sing is synku, and that is Polish for son. And I have two sons and lost two babies on the way to my two sons. So I can sort of pull from a depth of expression that is very personal. And all people who are shepherding over anything they love and have lost can relate to the feeling of hopeless helplessness. But then there's also this knowledge that wrongs will be righted, maybe not in this lifetime, but definitely in the next. That's what faith is for, that you can endure, you can hold on, you can persevere to the prize that is set before you, right? It says in Hebrews, all of these people went to heaven still hoping. But hope is a superpower. You don't read that text and think, oh, well, they didn't get what they wanted in this life. No, no, no. If you die in hope, you die winning.
And that's what we should feel when we're hearing that piece of music. We should feel the hope.
We should feel an accountability mixed with conviction. It's not condemnation so much as it is not denying what is. And once you know, you can't unknow, right? So this is the beauty of the human experience, is that we have the choice to be compassionate. We have the choice to put ourselves in somebody else's skin and imagine, you know, for better or for worse, whether we agree or disagree, we have the ability. And so for those who might balk against my following of the way and the teachings of Jesus, like you can reach for your humanity at the very least. and recognize that it's always a choice. It's the Buddha who said, you can't hate anything you understand. And so we seek understanding.
I hope that's what people feel watching you and watching all these incredible, talented people on stage over this next week. And it's pretty incredible to have you with the National Ballet. That's exciting.
I know, right? And yeah. You said you hope, and it's true. I hope that too. And I believe, I'm expectant.
Performances of Flight Pattern, Suite en Blanc continue at the Four Seasons Center for the Performing Arts in downtown Toronto. Three more performances, including Misha Berger-Gossman-Lee as part of that musical presentation. To pick up tickets, national.ballet.ca. Let's listen to the Gretzky Symphony No. 3, Symphony of Sorrowful Songs.